tournament basketball for the Storm Lake Tornadoes, Spirit Lake, the site, Spencer, the team. Coach Heath Stille joins me now here on StormLakeRadio.com as well as our station 92.9, KKIA the Moose. Heath, before we talk about the postseason, congratulations on a 9-win season. I mean, last year 3, this year 9, and you wrapped it up last Thursday. Tell me about this game, 99-85 over Humboldt. What a ball game.
Yeah, I thought our boys played really well that last Thursday. It was a great offensive output for us, and we had a lot of guys step up, and Josh has been playing a lot better, had 23 points. Parker ended up with 23. Hoops ended up in double figures. Kevin Duque's been playing better for us. So it's just getting our consistent scoring, and we really picked the pace up with them a little bit. And I thought defensively we had some nice easy stops and early runouts, but then if they were in a half-court set, we lost track of a couple guys here or there. But we're getting better, and that's all we can ask for at this time of year.
Coach, you shot the ball extremely well, making 40 of 69 shots, and from behind the arc, 16 for 32. Love that.
Yeah, that's a great stat to see. I think that'll play a big part in tonight's game, too. It's just our guys are shooting the ball with more confidence. I told Coach Cohn at practice this yesterday that since we switched things up in practice a little bit, we started shooting the basketball a little bit more, since I thought we were getting our little things down that we didn't need to concentrate on some of those other things as much. So we're trying to shoot the ball more. And since we've done that, we've really seen a huge increase in our shooting percentages have been going up, and the kids are just shooting with more confidence.
Heath, you and I have talked a lot throughout this season before ball games and such. And, you know, look at this team from back in November to here we are now, tail end of February. What kind of strides has this club been able to make?
I think that we've come a long way since November. Our defense, first and foremost, I think, has really picked up more intensity. We're understanding the concepts of where we need to be. And then on offense, we've really started to move the ball well on offense, and we're not settling for shots. We're attacking off our dribble. We're going somewhere with it. We're not just wasting our dribble and standing around watching. So I think if we can do those things as we go forward here, I think we have a good chance to win some more basketball games this year.
All right, shooting the basketball in practice, switching things up a little bit here recently in practice. What have you done to prepare for the tournament since last Thursday's game against Humboldt?
Well, we practiced Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And Friday we used more for ourselves, just to go through a few little things of just taking care of our offensive things and shooting the basketball, getting up and down a little bit after that track meet on Thursday night. And then Saturday and Sunday, we went through a big scouting report on Spencer. As we know them pretty well, we walked through their offensive sets that they're going to go through. We went on Sunday, then we walked through their out-of-bounds plays. I played a little bit in practice with them this weekend just to try to present what Clunder is going to do for us a little bit, just making sure we're getting bodies on people. And we're really just stressed if we do what we can do and just take care of the basketball and limit our unforced turnovers, I think that our guys will be okay.
All right, Coach, with that said, bringing up Spencer, let's take a short time out. We'll talk more about the tournament trail for the green and white. Do that with Coach Heath Stille right after this on 92.9 KKIA The Moose. Tornado Coach Heath Stille continues our pregame conversation on 92.9 KKIA The Moose leading up to our 6:30 tip-off. You made some great points there before the break, Heath, on what your team needs to do to get a first-round win. And I guess the one that stands out to me is not having any unforced turnovers. Really taking care of that basketball stands out.
Yeah, we did a great job Thursday night. We had 7 turnovers throughout the whole game. So we really valued the basketball, and we slowed ourselves down, and we weren't out of control. We weren't having those unforced turnovers that we've had early on and out the year. And just throughout it a little bit, we've had it here and there. And I know our nerves will be a little bit higher tonight, so we may have a couple early on, but as the process of the game goes on, we've talked about just valuing the basketball, and it's got to be, we need a basket this time. It's either we've got to get closer in the game, or we've got to extend our lead. It's just got to be consistent all night long.
You know, let's look at it this way. Spencer, third time the two teams will face off. The first was in December. They win at Tornado Fieldhouse by 20 points. The second one was in the tail end of January at Spencer. We got it down the single digits. They beat us in a game that was in the 60s. Okay, now another month later, you know, how do you expect this matchup to play out here tonight at Spirit Lake?
I think that we're playing some of our best basketball, and I think that our boys are prepared, and it's been 4 years since we've had a district win, so I think our boys are ready to go. And I think that if we show up and do our little things right and take care of the basketball, like I told the guys last night, I said, we don't have to shoot great. I said, we've got to limit their scoring opportunities. We can't give them second-chance points. But if we do those things tonight and we shoot the ball okay, I think our chances of winning tonight are great, and I think that our boys are ready for that, and I'm hoping that we get that chance tonight.
Lastly, you mentioned nerves. Say, everybody's going to have butterflies every game, especially now on the tournament trail. What do you sense from your guys for these last 3 days of practice? Are you feeling an air of confidence, enthusiasm? Give us a sense of what's going on in the locker room.
Yeah, it's they're excited and they're ready to play tonight. And we had team breakfast this morning, and the guys were awake and they were moving around. And a couple of them said that they didn't sleep real well because they had some butterflies and stuff. And I said, just relax, guys. I said, we have a long time till game time. I said, we'll have our time to get relaxed when we get up there. We'll be okay, and I think our guys will come with a lot of energy and intensity and be ready to go from the get-go tonight.
Where was breakfast?
Barb and Todd Langs.
All right, cooking up early this morning. Heath Stille, hopefully we're cooking when it comes to shooting the basketball tonight. Best of luck to you in the green and white. Go get them, and we'll talk afterwards.
All right, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Coach Stille in the pregame. After a timeout, the starting lineups are next here on 92.9 KKIA The Moose.